Madalena Salazar is Mountain West Outreach Coordinator from the Solutions Journalism Network. Thanks for speaking to KD&K.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For those unfamiliar with the concept, what is solutions journalism?
Yeah, so solutions journalism is essentially really rigorous and balanced journalism at its very core. Essentially, it's focusing on solutions to a lot of societal problems, ways in which folks are actually responding in a real systemic positive change to a lot of challenges that we see around us, and to report that in a really complex and balanced way.
And how long has the network been around? And then you're the Mountain West Outreach Coordinator, but how widespread is solutions journalism at this point?
Yeah, so solutions journalism was established in 2013, and since then, their whole mission has been to support newsrooms and journalists and educators to focus their work around solutions-focused stories and how to report on that. Now, Solutions Journalism Network itself is based in New York with a really strong presence in the Mountain West. However, it actually has an international impact.
And so where are places where people might have seen solutions work? Pretty much anywhere, right?
Yeah, so Solutions Journalism Network has trained a number of newsrooms, many of which are located in the Mountain West region. You know, essentially, we're hoping that where folks will see it is not necessarily through Solutions Journalism Network's Twitter feed or Story Tracker, which they also have if you go to their website at solutionsjournalism.org, but mostly that those are going to be some of the stories that you'll be hearing, seeing, and reading in many of the news outlets that you already go to.
And Solutions Journalism, also a grant maker, and a lot of great newsrooms, big and small, have taken advantage not only of the trainings, but also of grant funds to do different kinds of projects. And I think I can announce to the listeners now that KD&K is very excited. We have just received word of a new Solutions grant for 2020 election coverage, and our news director, Lucas Turner, is going to be pursuing some stories as part of this kind of renewing democracy effort through solutions journalism, looking at creative ways that communities are trying to build democratic systems. And Lucas applied for funds to do some reporting with Amy Marsh and others around what is called ranked choice voting. And this is one of the many sort of innovations in elections to try to make the outcomes of elections more democratic, more representative of communities. And there are actually ranked choice voting statutes on the books in Colorado. And so KD&K will mm-hmm. be exploring that in 2020, in thanks in big part to Solutions Journalism's grant and, again, Solutions funding all kinds of projects around the country in addition to doing this training. Again, my guest here is Madalena Salazar from the Solutions Journalism Network. Talk about how listeners could get involved with your new Solutions Spotters pilot project.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am in the process of recruiting some really engaged and interested community members throughout the Mountain West region. Now, when I say that, I'm referring to the states of New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Mm-hmm. I've already got a strong group going. I would really love to see more parts of Colorado represented among the group. Again, it's a small volunteer position that will begin in January. The pilot project for the Solution Spotters completes in May. But we're asking for, you know, a handful of folks from your area, if interested, to get in touch with me to learn more about it. Essentially, we will be engaging online, kind of elevating some of the really great solutions that are happening in the communities that we represent or are a part of. And that could mean in your local area. It could also mean statewide or even throughout the region. Kind of surfacing what some of those solutions are, listening to some of the other spotters from the region and seeing how their communities are tackling some of these shared challenges or even potentially different challenges throughout our region. And hopefully that will get greater attention in a more widespread and critical way from journalists in our area as well.
And so volunteers from diverse backgrounds around these states here in the Mountain West, kind of participating as a group in basically pointing out cool stuff that's going on in their communities. And then it does seem like when you share solutions, the more broadly that audiences find out about them, the more perhaps chance for collaboration or building upon or even just stealing ideas. For example, Eagle County, KDNK broadcasts in Garfield County, Pitkin County, Eagle County, and up in Lake County. And in Eagle County, they came up with a project to do some affordable housing that the county actually invested in. And at the end of the project, the county made money on this. In other words, not like a huge amount of money, but but the idea was that this could be revenue neutral or even beneficial to the coffers of a government agency to get into the affordable housing game. So that's an example of, that's a model that other governments or other communities could look to. So what are some other things that have started to percolate as you have started to develop some spotters? Can you give a couple examples of some solutions that you have learned about from these volunteers?
So far, the spotters have not started their spotting. They'll start doing that in January. No worries, though. However, in conversations that I've had with folks, you actually bring up a really huge topic that keeps coming up that is relevant throughout our region, and that is housing. And if you think about that in a broader picture, housing, affordable housing, gentrification, homelessness, and even kind of some of the depletion of our rural communities as folks move towards urban areas throughout the region. So a number of issues around the issue of housing have come up in conversations, and that's something that we repeatedly hear throughout the region. I would say, however, that solution spotters, I want to make sure that they know that they don't have to have particular deep background in a particular issue area. Of course, everybody is going to have some strong experience in certain areas, but I think what's going to be really important is that we're cross-pollinating in terms of what we're interested in, what we hear about, how that could impact other issue areas, and that we're bringing our whole selves to this conversation as members of our community, our family, our region, et cetera.
Well, I'm so excited that this is an opportunity for KDNK listeners to express themselves, right? Our show, Express Yourself, is so often focused on musicians and artists and actors, and this is a chance for some exciting, you know, individuals in the community listening to KDNK, whether in Leadville and Rifle or anywhere in between, to be part of something, an experiment. And, you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. And and then to share what are you seeing? What interests you? And you can express yourself about that as a solution spotter. Would it be best for folks who are interested to reach out to me directly and then I can connect them with you? Or do you want to give your contact info now?
I'm happy to give my contact info for that. The easiest way to reach me is over email, and you can reach me at Madalena, that's M-A-D-A-L-E-N-A, at solutionsjournalism.org.
Well, thank you so much, Madalena Salazar, Mountain West Outreach Coordinator from the Solutions Journalism Network.
Thank you.
The pilot project is the Solutions Spotters, and you can learn more about Solutions Journalism by, you know, just clicking over to the website, solutionsjournalism.org. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. Learn more about Solutions Journalism right there. If you want to learn more about this opportunity to be a Solutions Spotter, reach out to me directly. That's not found on the website. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Just quickly would like to add that Solutions Spotters do not need to be journalists, are not expected to report or write or record, although we can absolutely come up with creative ways to share our stories and share our experiences. So journalism network or journalism background and or communications background is not a requirement. just as long as you're interested in listening and interested in sharing and you're interested in what solutions are going to make our communities in the Mountain West better places to live for all of us.
Well, thanks again for speaking to us. And when I post this interview on the KDNK website, we will also include a way to get in touch with you. So,
Thank you.
It's the Solutions Journalism Network, and Madalena is looking for volunteers. Express yourself by reaching out and connecting with her. Thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.